Cape Talk.
Call 021 446 0567.
A very good afternoon to you and welcome back again to the show. An environmental group in Noordhoek has been calling on the city of Cape Town to stop using herbicides containing glyphosate to control weeds in the area. It says there is evidence that the product found notably is a pesticide called Roundup, is dangerous for both fauna and flora in the ecologically sensitive region. And this includes the endangered Western Cape leopard toad. To find out more about this, we are joined by Glenn Ashton of the Noordhoek Environmental Action Group. Glenn, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Zane. Thank you very much for having me.
I read through one of the emails and it says you might have seen a segment which was on TV last night. You'll be able to see that they used some of the research report compiled by Glenn Ashton from the Noordhoek Environmental Action Group. NEAG has been actively communicating with and assisting the city of Cape Town to stop the use of these pesticides. What exactly was that research about, Glenn?
There's been extensive research. Roundup is the most widely used chemical, agrochemical in the world. It's a herbicide, so it kills weeds, essentially. It's used for weed killing in farming as well as domestic and municipal use. So it's the city of Cape Town uses it extensively to stop weeds growing along road verges and in sluits and things like that to basically keep them from invading the tar. Now, our problem is, of course, that spraying this chemical in these areas causes it to run off whenever there's rain. It runs off straight into the drains and, in Noordhoek's case, into the wetlands, which are not just the western leopard toad but all kinds of animals. And there have been many, many studies, published scientific studies, around Roundup's dangers, both to humans and to animals, insects, to bees, for instance. It's a deeply problematic. It's a deeply problematic chemical. So we are saying it only needs to be used in areas where it's safe to be used, i.e., not near wetlands, river courses, water courses, anything like that, where it's going to go down the drain. And affect our very sensitive and valuable fynbos and ecosystems.
Mm. Glyphosate, incidentally, was first registered for use in the United States in 1974. And I know that this has been a debate that has been, you know, coming on for a very, very long time, because there's been very strong calls for Roundup, for instance, to be taken off the shelves of stores. And I know that a number of stores have actually taken it off already. Glenn, what are some of the products that actually are contained in glyphosate?
Well, Roundup is the main one, but it's off patent now. So once the chemical is off patent after 17 years, normally they're allowed to be made generically. So there's many generic forms of Roundup on the market as well. But the active chemical is glyphosate, which has interestingly been found to be carcinogenic in humans. And there's 125,000 cancer suits in the USA that kind of settle for around $10 billion. There have been a few settlements already. And it's also a very powerful antibiotic, which is an interesting thing in that it severely disrupts not just our gut flora, which are very important for our health, but also the gut flora of bees and insects, which keep them alive as well. So it's a very potent chemical, and it's passed on studies that have been debunked, and the most modern scientific studies and reviews have pointed out extensive, I could go into a long rant about it, but extensive shortcomings and dangers of using this chemical as widely as we do.
Mm. How does glyphosate actually work? And you know, we need to understand how it works in order to understand why it is so dangerous or why we should not be using it in certain areas.
It blocks a thing called the shikimate pathway, which is basically a chemical pathway. It's a signaling device mainly within plants, but it also, as I said, it's antibiotic, and it'll affect the same sort of pathways in our gut. Those same pathways exist. So it basically just stops the plant from growing is the simple way to look at it, really, then.
Chatting this afternoon to Glenn Ashton from the Noordhoek area, and Glenn Ashton, of course, from the Noordhoek Environmental Action Group, working together with the city and trying to find a solution. And he's done extensive research on this and exactly why glyphosate should not be used in certain areas. If you have a problem with this, or if you've done any kind of work on this and know anything about it, we'd love to hear from you on 021-446-0567 or on the WhatsApp line on 072-567-1567. What happens if I'm exposed to glyphosate as a human being? Will I have problems breathing? Will it give me a skin irritation?
From one exposure, it's probably not going to do you much damage. But it's interesting, the cases in the United States are from people that have applied it over people who regularly apply it maybe once or twice a year to their lawn to kill weeds and things like that. And there's been all of these chemicals used. It's interesting, the company that invented it, Monsanto, was recently bought by Bayer, and the Bayer shareholders are now trying to start a suit against the board of Bayer for actually buying Monsanto, with all of the risks and liabilities that they've incurred with this, because the stock price of Bayer has tanked since they bought Monsanto, mainly because of all of this, all of these lawsuits against Roundup. Mm. But even the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has found that Roundup is likely to kill or injure 93% of endangered species in that country. So it's a very potent chemical, and our regulation in South Africa is very weak. The oversight of use is very weak. How it's applied is weak. But the main risk to people is people who are exposed all of the time. And interestingly, most of the lentils and pulses and beans in South Africa are grown in Canada, and they use Roundup to ripen them, which is deeply problematic. Wow. I haven't found any in South Africa that are not grown, at least part of them, in Canada. So if they're used to ripen them, they're used to ripen, and then they're harvested, and even washing them is not going to remove it. So that is a direct route of exposure and risk to us. And that's something that ought to be flagged as well, Zane.
Mm, I can hear a number of people saying, buy organic. We've been telling you all the time, buy organic. Chatting to Glenn Ashton this afternoon. He's from the Noordhoek Environmental Action Group. Is it what happens when glyphosate actually enters the body? And can it be a contributing factor to the development of cancer?
Yes, it has. The International Agency for Cancer, the IARC, has flagged that, and it's linked strongly with a type of cancer called non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is becoming more prevalent and possibly linked to the use of glyphosate. But most of the cases are exhibiting themselves in this way in the United States. There are possibly other risks as well, but the actual non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is the main thing to worry about. Mm.
What happens to glyphosate in the environment? Once it's in the environment, and you explained that it actually sort of, once the rain comes, it goes down into the soil and into the rivers, and it can actually persist in the soil for up to 6 months, depending on the climate and the type of the soil that it is. So what happens to this? Does it disperse? Do we get rid of it, or does it stay in the soil?
It does break down to a certain extent, but the things that it breaks down to aren't good chemicals either. But now, what's interesting, when we regulate any chemicals, and they, for instance, now you're talking about Roundup. Roundup is only analyzed from the aspect of the glyphosate, but there are many other chemicals that are mixed with the glyphosate to make it become more active. AMPA, which is one of the chemicals that is mixed with it. And it's the combination of, it's the cocktail of chemicals, and farmers and municipalities might mix it with other chemicals. And it's when they're regulated, they're measured with only this one type of chemical, but then they're sold in a bottle with a mixture of chemicals, and those mixture of chemicals can be mixed with other things. So you basically got this chemical soup that is being put into nature and As you say, it's persistent for up to 6 months. It's been found persistent for up to 6 months and possibly longer, especially in subsoils and things like that, peat bogs and things like that. It can be very, very persistent. And those are the places that have got extremely high biodiversity. That's where the tadpoles and the dragonflies and mozzies and all of those cool and not so cool things live.
Not cool. Dragonflies are my favorite.
We got
a WhatsApp message that's just come in from Peter on the WhatsApp line at 0725671567. Roundup is used by Monsanto in America to spray their genetically modified maize plants, which we now grow in South Africa. So there's a bit of insight in that. What is your work and your communication and your sort of collab been with the City of Cape Town?
The City of Cape Town has been quite grateful for the research that we've shared with them, I think. It was just a very brief desktop study that I put together to share with them to basically point out some of the more recent literature that's been published on Roundup. And they've been grateful, and they have said that they're looking into it. We are still waiting for some sort of firm communication from them as to what they plan to do. We've made a couple of recommendations, for instance, in sensitive areas that they use weed trimmers. In some parts of the world, they use steam machines to kill the weeds on verges so that they don't have these chemical impacts in sensitive areas especially. So, you know, we're putting the alternatives on the table. And you know, your comment about that the reason that Roundup is the most widely used agricultural, most widely used chemical in the world, agricultural chemical, is because of its linkage to genetically modified foods. And Monsanto owns the seeds, and the seeds have to be sprayed with Roundup. So they're basically, it was a pesticide company, but it's now also one of the world's biggest seed companies. So they control this diabolical mixture of the seed and the chemicals. So yes, that is a whole, that's a different issue. Yeah. Let's not go into that today, Zane.
Chatting to Glenn Ashton this afternoon, we're chatting about glyphosate and, is glyphosate the same as glycophosphate? Very quickly off the WhatsApp line, yes or no?
No, there's glyphosate and there's glufosinate, which is another type of chemical, which I stand under correction, but I think was originally made by Bayer, which is actually more dangerous than glyphosate. Some people misspell glyphosate, but the other chemical that you mentioned to me, that's not actually a chemical as far as I know.
I was looking at it and I said to myself, isn't it glycophosphate? And thanks for clearing that up.
Some people do call it glycophosphate, but that's not it.
Glenn, very quickly, please ask Glenn under which active ingredient names we consumers would sort of find glyphosate. That's from Mariette. And people want to know, listen, I can buy this product or don't buy that product because it does contain glyphosate.
So saying the most popular, the biggest brand, of course, is the original brand, which is Roundup. But as I said, the many generic brands, but they're in the weed killers, and you have to look at the little label. They all will be labeled with the glyphosate as the active ingredient in the weed killer. Many chemical companies, Chinese ones and South African companies, companies from all over the world now manufacture this and sell it in South Africa under various names. I couldn't give you all of the names offhand, but always look at the ingredients, if you want to put it that way, in any chemicals that you buy. And preferably, please, try and stay away from chemical use in your household, your garden. It's really not necessary. There are far better ways to do things. If you encourage a bat eats its body weight of mosquitoes every night, so you have bats around, you don't need to use chemicals to like get rid of the mozzies, for instance. So there's many other ways to...
I was going to say also, don't kill the bugs, because the bugs are the solution to your non-chemical sort of solution to your plants and your gardens.
As soon as you like put, it's like throwing a stone into a pond and you upset the whole ecosystem.
Glenn Ashton, thank you so much for your time. It's another one or two WhatsApp messages that have come in. I'll read them just after the news.
And Glenn Ashton, nice to chat to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Glenn. It's from the Noordhoek Environmental Action Group.